Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom. How's everybody doing out there this morning? This is Emo Huba, a.k.a. Mama Cheryl, and welcome to the Fairpoint Live Morning Show. We're going to have a good time this morning. We're going to have a little bit kind of a different show. Every once in a while I do this. We're going to have a musical show this morning. So you can sit back and relax and enjoy the music. I'll probably come in every now and again just to say something, talk about a topic, you know, that's going on in the world today. And even discuss a few more of the things. But I do want to let everybody know my foot is on the heel. I can walk around in the house without crutches or anything, so I'm doing really good. It's still sore, really, really sore, but, you know, I got to get past all that. But I'm excited, you know, I'm on the hill, and that's a good thing. Like I said, looking forward to the show this morning. So, with that, we're going to get on into it, and we're going to play our music, and I hope you guys really, really enjoy it, okay?
Hear, O Yashra'am, can you hear the call? Yahuwah, your Elohim, is one. Hear, O Yashra'am, can you hear the call? Yahuwah, your Elohim, is one. And you shall love Yahuwah, your Elohim, with all your being. Love Yahuwah, your Elohim, with all your being. Love Yahuwah, your Elohim, with all your being. You shall love, 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 love. You shall love, 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 love. Hearing God to do. that Yahuwah has commanded you. And you shall love Yahuwah your Elohim with all your being. Love Yahuwah your Elohim with all your being. Love Yahuwah your Elohim with all your being. You shall love, 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 love. As a sign on your hand and between your eyes, speak these words when you lie down and when you arise. Bind these words as a sign on your hand and between your eyes, speak these words when you lie down and when you arise. And you shall love Yahuwah your Elohim with all your being. Love Yahuwah your Elohim with all your being. Love Yahuwah. You shall love, 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 love.
sit at the feet of kings in the morning, in the dawn of my rise. In comes with the blessed and most learned leaders, godly and wise. Just imagine sitting in the council of righteous gates. Thousands of years condemned in a written testimony. Yahweh, sing a song of a rejoicing man. Yeah, hallelujah. An amazing grace has swept over the land. Hallelujah. Sing a song of a rejoicing man. Yeah, hallelujah. The Messiah in woman and man. Hallelujah. No understanding that which was not known. Thought it was me, but there were angels all around. The more I learn, I see how much I don't really know. Came into my life and shake the negative down, blessing me with strength when my weakness is a bow. These angels, the real people I man I know. The offerings of the righteous, the God's inspired word. So I give unto thee thanks and praise. Sing a song of a rejoicing man. Yeah, hallelujah. An amazing grace has swept over the land. Hallelujah. Sing a song of a rejoicing man. Yeah, hallelujah. The Messiah. Hallelujah. And so we sing with joy, counting my blessings, yeah, yeah. One way is life, no blood. Full grace, full deliverance can be our destiny. For in this life we burn, beginning of which is the Almighty, yeah, yeah. A blessing for all mankind. A proverbial stance, clear for all we do see. Sing a song of a rejoicing man, yeah. Hallelujah. An amazing grace has swept over the land. Hallelujah. Sing a song of a rejoicing man. Yeah. Hallelujah. The Messiah in woman and man. Hallelujah. In the morning, while I'm waking, giving praise, silent talking, conversing in my mind, trying to be real and honest with me, giving time, getting set in my way, in my prayer, in these days. Now look back, for here come it wisdom, extolling a God bless deliverance. Pray. Sing that song of a rejoicing man, yeah, hallelujah. An amazing grace has swept over the land, hallelujah. Sing that song of a rejoicing man, yeah, hallelujah. Be that song, be that song. Leave that song, see that song, sing that song, leave that song, be that song, see that song.
Shalom, y'all. Emma Hoover here, a.k.a. Mama Shura. And I am inviting you to listen in to the Set Apart Life Morning Show every Tuesday and Thursday mornings at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific Standard Time here on the Set Apart Living Radio Network.
Shalom, Yisrael. I would like to introduce you to HebrewMarketplace.com, a business directory for Hebrew Israelites across the globe. This is a platform for us to find and support each other in our endeavors. If you have a product or a service that you offer that you would like to present to your Hebrew family, I invite you to get listed at HebrewMarketplace.com. You can post your business information, pictures, and a video link in your listing. There's also a space to post your events here for free. Come by and visit the site often to see new listings and support our brothers and sisters in their endeavors. And remember to share this site and the listings that you find here with others. Shalom, Mishpacha.
Set apart is your name, Yahuwah Elohim. Apart is your name, you reign eternally, Yahuwah Elohim. Set apart is your name. Set apart.
Alright, I hope you guys enjoyed the first part of our music show. The first song you heard was by Hadar Ba'yah, Yisra Love. Then there was To Zion by Adavin 144. Then Hallelujah by Bamboo Station. And Ron Canoli, Set Apart is Your Name. Awesome music. It is 19 minutes after the hour, and it is a cool 62 degrees here in supposed to be sunny Los Angeles, where the sun is shining, but it's still kind of cool. That's cool for us. I wanted to ask you guys, if you guys know of any Hebrew communities around the United States, because I'm in the United States. Because people are looking, I know of a few, but people are looking for Hebrew communities, and if you know of any, okay, one we know is Pastor Dow, and he's in Lafayette, Tennessee, I believe, and then there's a Kasua community, and is it South Carolina, North Carolina, one of the Carolinas, I'm not sure, but it's Yah Victory. And then I know there's a Pastor Joe Fox who also has one, but I don't know where there is. It's in the Ozark somewhere. Anyway, but if you know, because people are looking, people are searching, you know, they're ready to get out of the cities and live their life unto Yah. So if you guys know any of any places, go to the Set Apart Live Morning Show Facebook page and put the information there. Okay, we're going to go ahead with our music, and we will be right back after the music. All right. Oh, and I have to remind you, everybody on Set Apart Living uses all the music, so you might hear the show's mentioned. So, okay, here we go.
Apparently, the feast days were preordained and used for special events, even before the Hebrews were commanded to observe them after coming out of Egypt. For example, the spring feast of Pesach, or Passover, commonly called Feast of Unleavened Bread, was very significant to Abraham, for it was on this day that Abraham entered into covenant with Yahweh by being circumcised. Both he and Ishmael and all of Abraham's male servants. The promised son Isaac was actually born on this date. And according to the book of Jasher, Abraham even offered up Isaac on the altar of sacrifice on this very day. In fact, according to Exodus 12:41, 430 years to the very day that Abraham entered into the covenant with Yahweh, the Hebrews were delivered from bondage and walked out of Egypt. And naturally, it is no coincidence that Yeshua was crucified on this feast as well. Just understanding some of these significant events concerning the covenant promises Yahweh made with us and how they were preordained to transpire on the feast days gives us a glimpse of their relevancy and why Father has commanded that we observe the feast for all eternity so that we may never forget each step required for our redemption and the fulfillment of Torah. Under the new covenant, the promises of the Abrahamic covenant are still valid. And according to Yeshua, Abraham is still our spiritual father and the father of our faith. Is it any wonder why Satan has fought so hard to cause believers to forsake the true feast days, the celebration of the counterfeit Easter, and thus legally prevent us from receiving the blessing by forsaking Father's Torah? Our adversary knows full well if he can cause us to forsake the Torah, even in ignorance, then he can legally attack us. I'm Bill Sanford with the
Torah. Torah, Torah, I met. Torah, Torah, I met. Tudaya.
Are listening to Living Set Apart with Mama Cheryl's Opinions here on KSAL, the Set Apart Living Radio Network, here on Blog Talk Radio.
Deuteronomy 28, verse 68. And the Most High shall bring thee into Egypt again with ships. By the way whereof I speak unto thee, thou shalt see no more again. Egypt. Yeah, man. This is talking about the spiritual Egypt, America, the house of bondage.
Oh, that's how our Western journey began.
Yeah, man. Israel gone captivity for breaking your law. We were driven out of Israel by the Roman Empire. Seek some refuge in our West Africa. Then the Arab and the Amite sold us to Esau. Then focus on the slave ship to America. Enslave us, fire money, slave master. But the scripture said you must be a peer slaughter. For the iniquities of your forefathers.
Music. All right, that those songs we're listening to. The first one was Yahuwah Thank You by Yohanna Tan, Yashaal. And when I turn my back on Yah, Anna Yah, and Yah Love is Beautiful by Chaka Murray. I'm having a great time playing this music to you guys. I hope you're enjoying it. You know, it's good to get, to do some praise sometimes to the Most High. Yeah, you can get on here and you can talk. But, you know, it's really good to be able to just, you know, praise the Most High in song, you know, like Psalms. You know, so we all know that Psalms are songs. So we give all gracious praise and stumbling over my tongue, man. We give all praises to the Most High, Yah, you know, and we do all that we can to lift him up. All right, it's 35 after the hour, and we're going to continue on with our music show. All right.
Shalom, Yisrael. I would like to introduce you to HebrewMarketplace.com. A business directory for Hebrew Israelites across the globe. This is a platform for us to find and support each other in our endeavors. If you have a product or a service that you offer that you would like to present to your Hebrew family, I invite you to get listed at HebrewMarketplace.com. You can post your business information, pictures, and a video link in your listing. There's also a space to post your events here for free. Come by and visit the site often to see new listings and support our brothers and sisters in their endeavors. And remember to share this site and the listings that you find here with others. Shalom.
Father is all about numbers. Numbers are as important to Father as they are the workings of a computer. A computer could not work without numbers. And with numbers, Father brings hidden meanings to Scripture. For Yeshua said in John 5:39 that the Scriptures testified about him. Psalms 40 verse 7 and Hebrews 10 verse 7 proclaims, "Behold, I come in the volume of the scroll. It is written about me." We are all very familiar with fulfilled prophecy concerning the Messiah. But what about the significance of numbers used in Scripture? For instance, when the number 1 is used, it refers to unity. So when Deuteronomy 6:4 says, "Yahuwah is one," the number 1 means unified. For Yeshua said that he and the Father are one, meaning two parts unified together as one. The number 2 in Scripture signifies separation, division, or difference, and implies to set apart or divide, as in Genesis 1:5, when the night was divided from the day. The number 3 in Scripture means completion or perfection, and can also signify life or resurrection. It was the third day in Genesis 1:9 that both the dry ground was created and rose up from the water, and all the plants rose up from dry seeds in the earth. to living vegetation, both being a type and foreshadow of perfect completion and resurrection. Concerning Moses in Exodus 2, it was after 3 months that his mother sealed him in a basket in the Nile, symbolic of death, and resurrection when Pharaoh's daughter found him. It was on the third day that the Messiah was resurrected to new life and fulfilled his prophecy in Matthew 12, that just as Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of the fish, so the Son of Man would be in the belly of the earth. Why wouldn't Father choose 2 days? It's because Father is speaking to us hidden messages every time numbers are used. And whether they're single digits or zeros added, the meanings are the same. I'm Bill Sanford with a Torah thought for the day.
Torah, Torah, Amen. Torah, Torah, Amen. Tudaya. Thank you.
way. The games I play, yeah, please help me home. Yeah, please help me. See, yesterday I lost my way. Try to make it home. Try to make it home. Yesterday is gone. Yesterday is gone. Yesterday.
His own chosen people, royal priesthood, yeah. To fade, we cannot be afraid. So who are we today? We are the morning after. The makeshift youth, the slave ship captured. Our diaspora is the final chapter. The ancestral lineage built pyramids. America's first immigrant, the king's son and daughters from now waters. The first architect, the first philosophers, astronomers, the first prophets, and the doctors was us.
Hey, now can we all breathe, each in his own way, teaching and learning? We can work it out. We love a warm bed. We love some warm bread and shelter from the storm dread. And we can work it out. Mother Nature feeds all in farming and drought. Tell those selfish in ways not to share us out. What's the tree without root? Lion without tooth? The lie without truth? You hear me out. Africa must wake up. You're sleeping sons of Jacob. But what tomorrow may bring, may a better day come. They start there we working. Can you tell me, young ones, who are we today? Yeah, Lord. Well, Africa must wake up. You're sleeping sons of Jacob. But what tomorrow may bring, may some more love come. Yesterday we working. I tell you, young blood, this world is yours today.
Tell you, daddy, why you never just eat it? On Ninky Dorte Pizza, why didn't you eat it? On the Marquilla Teso, why didn't you do shit? On the Adlinky Tom Ai, why didn't you do it? Tell you, daddy, why you never just eat it? On Ninky Dorte Pizza, why didn't you eat it? On the Marquilla Teso, why didn't you do shit? On the Adlinky Tom Ai, why didn't you do it?
Set apart music. living for my own desires, caught up in the mix. Thought the only way to find happiness was getting rich. Blinded by the glamour and the glitz. Out hustling, my only motivation was to get what I could get. By any means necessary, come up with a scheme. All to achieve the American dream. The women and the cars that you see in magazines. So-called star living life as a king. Parallel reality, it's all a distraction. Found out the truth, now my thoughts and my actions. On another level, see my ways ain't the same. People I was close to, looking at me strange. Exactly how I like it, let me know I'm set apart. Yeah, I turned on the light, I'm no longer in the dark. Now I fully understand what it is to be a man. Say, following the Most High's laws and commands. Now I say hallelujah, give praise to his name. And if you had wisdom, then you would do the same. His grace and compassion is how I overcame. Even when it looked grim, he brought me through the rain. So don't worry about the weather, indeed it gets better. You put Yah first, you can make it through whatever. Every day I'm breathing, I strive for perfection. And praying I'm awakened in that first resurrection. I'm far from religious, it's the nation that I represent. Hebrew, Israelite, I can show the evidence. Written in the Bible, our history and heritage. Chosen by the Most High to be his inheritance. Living with the curses, but we seeking and we turning back. Ways of the world, we no longer take a part in that. Lies and corruption, on that wide road that leads to destruction. Who you put your trust in? Government officials and these leaders can't deliver you. Secretly they plotting and they scheming to get rid of you. Really don't consider you. Yes, you put your faith in flesh and blood men who can't bring you salvation. Righteous and the wicked, there must be a separation. Know where you stand on this day of visitation. On my foundation, lacing up my boots, I'ma set apart. So damn, my weapon is the truth. Now I say hallelujah, give praise to his name. And if you had wisdom, then you would do the same. His grace and compassion is how I overcame. Even when it looked grim, he brought me through the rain. So don't worry about the weather, indeed it gets better. You put Yah first, you can make it through whatever. Every day I'm breathing, I strive for perfection. And praying I'm awakened in that first resurrection. I believe in the law, prophets, and the Messiah. Now I gotta prove it, so it's trial by fire. Just living on the spirit, to my thoughts much higher. You wanna serve Yah, obedience is required. Just a fellow servant, I ain't trying to say I'm righteous. But every day I'm striving, seeking and abiding. Walking down a path, letting Yah be my guidance. Even blindfolded, gotta stay focused. Speak the good news and I'm spreading it with boldness. To the lost sheep, no deceit in my motives. Try to stay blameless, humble and meek. You don't have to lift weights, Yah strength is the weak. In the land of deceit, woke me up from my sleep. So how could I return to a life in the street? See, I know where I've been and know where I'm at. And I prefer the latter, ain't no way I'm going back. Now I say hallelujah, give praise to his name. And if you had wisdom, then you would do the same. His grace and compassion is how I overcame. Even when it looked grim, he brought me through the rain. So don't worry about the weather, indeed it gets better. You put Yah first, you can make it through whatever. Every day I'm breathing, I strive for perfection. And praying I'm awakened in that first resurrection. Now I say hallelujah, give praise to his name. And if you had wisdom, then you would do the same. His grace and compassion is how I overcame. Even when it looked grim, he brought me through the rain. So don't worry about the weather, indeed it gets better. You put Yah first, you can make it through whatever. Every day I'm breathing, I strive for perfection. And praying I'm awakened in that first resurrection.
You know, it only makes common sense that the author and creator of mankind would want to give us his instructions for life, in which he desired for us to walk, so that we could have life and have it more abundantly. Having eaten of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, Father knew we would need to know the difference between the two. Why would the creator of life not desire to give his instructions to his future bride? And this is exactly what happened at Mount Sinai when the 12 tribes entered into covenant with Yahuwah. It was a marriage contract in which Father laid out the way he wanted his future bride to walk. And if they obeyed, he would bless us, and he would be our Elohim, and we would be his people. And he would prosper us above all the nations of the world, and through us, all the world would be blessed. So when the 10 northern tribes of Israel disobeyed his Torah and broke covenant, Father took his Torah from us and pushed us out of his covenant land and scattered us to the nations. And because of this, the whole world began to lose out on the blessings from Father's covenant people. Father was basically saying to the house of Israel, if you do not want to obey my Torah, then I will punish you by removing my Torah from you. And I will remove even the remembrance that you were my people from your descendants and scatter you to the nations where you will be held captive by the Gentiles and they will mistreat you. And after you bear your punishment and your descendants come to their senses and repent, I will renew my covenant with you and put my spirit within you and write my Torah on your heart and bring you back to my covenant land where you will observe my Sabbath and my feast days and I will rule over you and you will obey my Torah. In a nutshell, this is Torah's gospel message of the past, present, and future of the house of Israel, also reflected in the story of the prodigal son. I'm Bill Sanford with the Torah Thought for the day.
Hey, did you know that if you consider yourself a part of the Almighty Yahweh, Yahuwah's people, that there is a sign you are to literally carry? A sign that He put in place Himself, showing who belongs to Him? Exodus 31:13 reads, "Speak also to the children of Israel, saying, Surely my Sabbaths you shall keep, for it is a sign between me and you throughout your generations, that you may know that I am Yahweh who sanctifies you." And here's a bonus. Did you know that His Sabbath is not the Sabbath most believers keep today, which is the day of the sun, also known as Sun Day? Now remember, when you learn better, do better.
Exodus chapter 3, verse 12. And Yahuwah said, "I will be with you, and this will be the sign to you that it is I who have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you will worship me on this mountain." Saying, "We give you thanks, Yahuwah Elohim, the one who is and who was, because you have taken your great power and have begun to reign. I will worship you, Yahuwah Elohim. I will worship you, Yahuwah, my Elohim. I will worship you, Yahuwah, my Elohim. I will worship you, Yahuwah,
He changed my life and made it so much better. I'm just in awe. It's so amazing, yeah, yeah. Many times I was down on my knees crying, looking for the answer, but I couldn't find it at all, yeah. But he always came on time and made it right.
In the
Israel, I would like to introduce you to HebrewMarketplace.com, a business directory for Hebrew Israelites across the globe. This is a platform for us to find and support each other in our endeavors. If you have a product or a service that you offer that you would like to present to your Hebrew family, I invite you to get listed at HebrewMarketplace.com. You can post your business information, pictures, and a video link in your listing. There's also a space to post your events here for free. Come by and visit the site often to see new listings and support our brothers and sisters in their endeavors. And remember to share this site and the listings that you find here with others. Shalom, Mishpacha.
Shalom, y'all. Emo Hoover here, a.k.a. Mama Shura. And I am inviting you to listen in to the Set Apart Life Morning Show every Tuesday and Thursday mornings at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific Standard Time here on the Set Apart Living Radio Network.
Hey, did you know that the Almighty Yahweh Yahuwah told Noah to bring in 7 pairs of animals and not just 2 by 2? Yahweh told Noah to bring in 7 pairs of clean animals and only 1 pair of the unclean animals. Genesis 7 verse 2 states, "Take with you 7 pairs of all clean animals, the male and his mate, and a pair of the animals that are not clean, the male and his mate." Take note that this is before Yahweh gave his instructions, laws, to Israel and the mixed multitude on Mount Sinai. So remember, when you learn better, do better.
I see.
With me today as I played this wonderful music by these different artists. And until I see you guys the next time as you listen in. So I'm going to say shalom and welcome.